looking for their first ever grand final. Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds, 25 points.
Welcome back to Talking Freo for 2020.
Great to relive, arguably, the best game of football the Dockers have ever played in the 2013 Prelim Final against the Swans.
Today we'll be discussing the latest news and updates surrounding the intra-club matches, players and injuries, and also previewing the Masters series which starts next Saturday.
Also, just a reminder to look us up on Instagram and give it a follow, talking_Freo, for all the latest Freo news and some of the exclusive photos and videos that we share. Moving on to some news now, star forward Jesse Hogan unfortunately is taking time away from the club due to mental health issues. Obviously, football isn't as important as mental health, and we wish Jesse all the best. After getting that out of the way, let's move on to the more positive stuff. So, Caleb Sarong, top 10 pick, he's pushing for an early debut.
Yes, he is. So in the intra-club matches, Caleb Sarong has been playing more midfield than forward and has been especially good at clearances when Darcy's been tapping the ball down and he's been playing on Fife and being able to run with Fife all day. So good signs for Sarong.
He caught him holding the ball very early in the second intra-club match as well. Great hands, as we saw that fantastic mark in the second one again over the pack. What do you think about that? Do you think he could maybe push a round one?
Yeah, I think Sarong could definitely push for a round one selection, especially with all our injuries occurring right now, with Wilson, Pierce, Hamling already being ruled out for round one. Moving on to Hayden Young, he has been very impressive during training and the first intra-club match. What do you think about this?
Yeah, as I've seen everyone talk hyped up about his ability to take on the game, I've not heard much about his actual defending, but I'm not sure we'd be bringing him into the team for that. He was managed in the second game, intra-club match, so we didn't play. But in the first one, he looked really promising, and I expect him to debut round one. I'm almost certain. Liam Henry, almost back to full fitness. I don't think he'll debut round one, but you never know.
Yeah, it's not looking likely that Henry will debut day one, round one, but he is looking like he'll be coming into the squad pretty early in the season after he's fully recovered from his knee injury.
I can't wait to see him and Sun in the... Oh, that'd be a dominant duo if they were both fully fit at the same time. It'd be quite scary for the opposition.
Moving on to Michael Frederick, he's been very impressive during the intra-club matches over the last couple of weeks, taking on the game, showing his X factor and playing a great role as a defensive winger at the same time.
In the second intra-club match, he kicked arguably the best, the highlight of the game. He slipped a tackle and just chucked it on the boot and it sailed through the goals. And for pick 61 in the 2019 national draft, I think that's a steal. He's performing really well and maybe even pushing for an early debut.
Yeah, we were very looking forward to seeing Frederick in the 2020 season.
He's working really well as a defending winger. So maybe if one of our wingmen, well, as we know, they both left Hill and Langdon. So maybe he could fill the spot.
Yeah, I agree.
If forward stocks are low and McCarthy had to go up forward, as rumored, he might be playing in the wing. Frederick could easily come and assist the team in that role.
Stan Sturt has been bulking up over the off-season and is looking like he could debut in the 2020 season.
I think since picking him up in 2018, he's gained about 13 kilos from what I can remember. Don't quote me on that. So, and last year he was interviewed and he said that Ross didn't give him a game because he wanted him to find his feet and just bulk up, which I think's good idea, because we don't want him getting too injured at the moment.
I think that's the best for him. Like, he wasn't needed in the first season. It wasn't like we weren't pushing finals at the end of the season. He wasn't needed. It's just best to prepare for the future.
Yeah, I think so as well. I'm very excited to see what he can bring to the team. Akers and Aish, our main two trade period gets of the off-season, They both fit in really well, seeming to form strong bonds in the team. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, well, they're both flying under the radar right now. Not much talk about them, more about the draftees that have come through. But Akers is looking like a very big-bodied player and could push for wing/mid-role in 2020. And Aish has been looking really good as well, could push down back with our injuries that have occurred, and also could play a bit on the wing, like Longmuir said in the off-season.
And obviously, Aish has been coached under Longmuir before, so they have pretty good relationship already. Also, some of the trainings. There's been about 8 past players, obviously including head coach Justin Longmuir and assistant coach Josh Carr, but still, six players, including McManus, Sanderlands, Roger Hayden. What do you think about that?
I think it's really good for the club, especially as they've already played for us. They know how ambitious our fans are. They really want to get to the top and win that first premiership. So I think it shows the players how they should be playing, how the fans like it.
Yeah, that's what I think that it also builds a really good club culture, as it sees some of the senior well, they've played obviously before, so it gives them a little bit of a role model to look up to. And they can obviously use their past experience to help guide some of the younger players.
Also, some other good news. Fife and Walters have been selected for the State of Origin match playing for the All-Stars, which is this Friday coming. So that's something to look forward to for Fife and Walters.
Moving on to some injury updates now. Harry, tell us what we've got.
Wilson is set to miss round one with a toe injury. Pierce is still unknown to when he will return, but he is back running now at this point, which is a good sign. Hamling will miss the first half of the season due to a ligament damage in his ankle and has just had surgery recently.
Moving on to inter-club matches now. So 2 Fridays in a row, the team has played sort of a match simulation, scratch match type thing. So there's a purple and there's a white team, and they've pretty much just played a match. Tell us about game one. Who was the standouts?
The two main standouts of game one were Fife and Walters. Fife dominating clearances throughout the game, and Walters kicked 5. But someone flying under the radar was Frederick, who was taking on the game multiple times and was looking very slippery throughout the game. Young and Sarong stood out throughout the game as well, picking up lots of disposals and showing off some great kicking accuracy. Also, Darcy injured his shoulder in the game, so the assistant coach Hale had to step in.
I don't think it was that serious, though, as he was not sent off for scans, but he didn't partake in a second game. Moving on to game two, Sarong once again moved into the middle and was an impressor. He took a really good hanger. Akers, probably best on ground, really big body, played well in the mid, probably a lot better in the first half than the second half, but still best on ground by a mile. McCarthy flowed well between forward and mid on the wing, did well, showing some signs, a lot fitter than last year, as we mentioned in earlier podcasts. Michael Frederick, once again, working well as a defensive winger, and kicked a great goal from a boundary throw-in. I'm really, really starting to like Michael Frederick, and I know we've talked about him earlier, but I think he's a great steal for pick 61. Like, pick 61 is quite...
it's very late in the draft.
Yeah.
I think he's really pushing for selection in the 2020 season.
Oh, yeah, I'm very surprised. The Marsh series. So we play, in our opening game, Carlton on the 29th of February, down in Mandra, and that gets our preseason underway, really. What's your predictions for that?
I think it'll be a very close game. Obviously, both teams will be missing a couple of their stars. We'll be missing Walters and Fife, and they'll be missing Cripps due to the All-Star game the night before. So I think quite a few of the young players from both teams will be able to show off their potential and try push for a round one selection. So I think it'll be a close game. Hopefully, we edge Carlton though and get our 2020 campaign away with a win.
Personally, I'm interested to see how defence is going to hold up. Obviously, missing especially for the preseason. Wilson,
Pearce, Hamlin,
yeah.
So they reckon Conker could go back a bit throughout the game as well as going in midfield like he did last year. Obviously, Stephen Hill's back.
Yep.
Training. He could go back, half back, counter attacking.
On that, sorry about the inter club. He performed really well and was back to his usual form and apparently had a lot of class and silky skills. So glad to have him, some experience back on the list for 2020. Hopefully his injuries don't come back.
Yeah, it's been very unfortunate with his injuries over the last couple of seasons. So wish him all the best this season.
Do you think that we'll beat Carlton in the March series?
I'm hoping we'll win. So, yeah, I reckon we'll...
I'm calling Fremantle by 2 goals, and it will be a very close game.
I'll say Freo by 1 point then. Thanks for listening to Talking Freo.
Make sure to join us next week as we review the game against Carlton.
Also, make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Freo.